The House budget plan doesn't check off every box on the wish list of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, but they told the House Appropriations Committee it would lift much of the burden they face in the current year. Currently, the potential for a full-year continuing resolution topped off by across-the-board cuts under sequestration. General Ray Odierno is the Army's chief of staff.
Absolutely critical that we do it. It mitigates at least one-third of our problem.
The other two-thirds for the Army are sequestration and a shortfall in the funding it says it needs to conduct the war in Afghanistan this year. The House budget plan got an even more enthusiastic reception from Admiral Jonathan Greenert, the Chief of Naval Operations.
For us, it's almost night and day, Chairman, because right now I'm $8.6 billion. When you take the two, sequestration and continuing resolution, out of balance in my operations account, you eliminate $4.6 billion of that imbalance right off the bat. And what that means, in simple terms, today we are able to put one carrier strike group and one amphibious ready group forward, and pretty much not much in the other theaters of the world. With a bill, what we can do is we can restore, if you will, the Global Force Management Allocation Plan, the vast majority. We can get back to the covenant that we have with the combatant commanders and get almost all that back. We get two carrier overhauls. We get a carrier new construction. We get submarine new construction. We get all the military construction. We don't have any of this right now. So all of that comes back, and of course, all the installation, renovation, and modernization, which we have none of now because we've had to put it off to pay for this imbalance.
The measure the House will vote on Thursday grants full budgets for 2013 to DOD and the Department of Veterans Affairs, mostly along the lines that they requested for the year. Sequestration would be left in place, but military leaders say the automatic spending cuts will be more manageable because the slicing will at least come from accounts that are proportioned the way the Pentagon needs them, rather than cutting from individual budget lines that are billions of dollars short to begin with. In addition, to cope with the effects of sequestration, DOD would be given authority to reprogram up to $4 billion between any of its accounts and several billion dollars more between its military construction accounts. Congressman Bill Young is the chairman of the House Defense Appropriations Subcommittee.
What we will present does provide certain flexibility in the area of reprogramming, new starts, some flexibility, maybe not as much as they would like. But there is flexibility in our plan that we're moving this week.
With some narrow exceptions, that flexibility would not be available to the rest of government. Besides DOD and VA, other agencies would continue to operate under both a full-year CR and sequestration. That's likely to make the bill unpalatable to the Democratic majority in the Senate. Democrats in the House, even on the defense committees, are already expressing displeasure at the idea. Members like Sam Farr of California would like to see some relief from sequestration for the rest of government.
Why can't it include more? We have a Homeland Security bill ready to go, with the same having undergone the same process, and the same's true of many bills. The defense and military construction piece do anticipate and mitigate some sequestration effects.
Washington Democrat Rick Larson says, for the most part, none of the domestic agencies would get the treatment DOD and VA are getting, leading to major ongoing challenges for agencies like the Federal Aviation Administration.
A lot of people just think there's a line item for waste, fraud, and abuse in every agency. And FAA has to cut about $627 million. Under sequestration, even if there's a line item of waste, fraud, and abuse, and it was $627 million, they could still only cut 8 to 10% of that. And that just underscores the inflexibility of sequestration, and underscores the importance, at least for step one, of providing some flexibility. But I would also argue that flexibility should apply to all agencies. I've got folks who are making choices about housing vouchers in nonprofit housing authorities in my district. I have folks who are making decisions about not delivering meals to seniors who are shut-ins in their homes through the Meals on Wheels program. At least having some flexibility in other agencies, I mean, if it's good enough for the goose, it's good enough for the gander.
The Pentagon said this week that its 2013 cutbacks under a scenario that included both sequestration and a CR would include, among many other effects, the closure of military commissaries for one day a week, a significant reduction in the staff and funding available to run military health care facilities, and the furlough of about 15,000 school teachers on military bases out of the broader population of 780,000 civil servants in the military services who could also face furlough. But again, General Mark Welsh, the Air Force's chief of staff, says a 2013 budget could change that, even if sequestration remains in effect.
In a big way, it allows us to look at our civilian workforce and figure out a way around this idea of furloughing in the Air Force 180,000 great civilian airmen. We want no part of that. And this would give us the ability to look at it. Of course, the CR kills us in the milk on project side. The new starts, we have 19, which are significant to us, as I mentioned, because we cut it down what we thought was the bare minimum. And the final thing is in many of our acquisition programs, the multi-year authorities, the quantity increases, the ability to mitigate the impacts of sequestration on those programs by reprogramming across account lines, just having the ability to request that authority is significant for us. It's a huge change, sir.
The House proposal includes other items that make it unlikely for it to pass the Senate in its current form, including a ban on funding for the implementation of the Affordable Care Act and the Dodd-Frank Financial Reform Bill. Nonetheless, the White House and its official response to the bill's introduction did not voice an explicit veto threat, saying only that it's deeply concerned about the measure and looks forward to addressing those concerns with Congress. In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.